for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 90% chance for rain with a high of 52. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 38. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Due to the global pandemic, there is currently a shortage of medical personal protective equipment, specifically N95 masks. Illinois' Southeastern County Farm Bureaus, including Wayne and Edwards, have launched FARM, or Farmers and Ranchers Masks, for help. They are calling on farmers, grain elevators, union laborers, construction companies, and anyone else in the industry where masks are used for PPE to donate surplus new or unused masks. Boxes may be found outside the front entrances of County Farm Bureau offices where people can drop off the items. Masks will then be distributed as needed. Due to the shelter-in-place order, the bureaus ask people to only get out to drop off the masks if they feel the trip is considered essential. An example of an N95 mask may be found on our news headlines page. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Are you thinking about going back to school? It's never too late, and Frontier Community College is here to help. Get ready for the GED exam with 8-week prep classes that review all subjects as well as job preparation skills. Classes are free and offered on a campus or at a location near you in Albion, Flora, and more. Take the first step in achieving your goals and call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. Classes are starting soon, so don't wait to sign up.
In other news, the Wayne County senior trip to Washington, D.C. has been canceled. County schools are working with Gerber Tours to acquire as much of a refund as possible, but Gerber employees have shut down their office due to the coronavirus and are currently working from home. Officials say the refund process could be lengthy, but they ask people to understand they are doing what they can at this time to recoup payment. SSM Health in Southern Illinois has suspended visitors throughout its care sites, including in Mount Vernon and Centralia. No visitors will be allowed in any site except in certain specific circumstances, in order to ensure the continued safety of patients, staff, and visitors. Several locations within the Carle Health System have also changed their business hours for primary care and lab services. Carle West Salem will be open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays until further notice. The Family Practice Clinic in Olney will be open only Mondays and Thursdays, and the Primary Care Clinic in Olney will be open Tuesdays and Fridays. Non-essential appointments at all Carle primary care offices are being rescheduled. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently entered the Tina Kurt property, ransacked the residence, and stole a safe and jewelry box. The group is also seeking information related to two revolvers missing from the Lynn Cropper residence in Barnhill. The guns are a Smith & Wesson 38 and a Colt 38. Another incident Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for is information related to damage on property owned by Travis Forth, as a windshield was shot and windows were shot out of two vehicles. Anyone with information on the incidents should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. The Illinois National Guard is helping to respond in the fight against COVID-19 across the state. Speculation as to their mission in Illinois has been passed on Facebook and other social media platforms. Brigadier General Richard Neely, Adjutant General of the Illinois National Guard, wants to dispel rumors of what his members are up to. He says right now there are a few missions, including opening a testing station in Rosemont and having engineers assess closed hospitals in the case of them needing to be reopened to house patients.
So you'll see trucks around the Chicagoland area. You'll see when we show up in camouflage, we tend to draw a crowd. But we're not bringing weapons. We're not bringing anything like that. We're bringing our professional skills to help out.
Neely says they're also helping to sort, stock, and deliver medical supplies that the state is receiving in big shipments. The Fairfield City Council will work through a short agenda tonight at 6 in a teleconference meeting. Aldermen are expected to approve an agreement with TIF attorney Terry Bruckert, who will replace Dan Shearing in the position. Bruckert was recommended by the TIF committee earlier this month. The council is also set to discuss the city's response to COVID-19. Appearing on the Community Connection this morning, Mayor Brent McGuire says the light agenda itself is a response to the pandemic.
If anyone tunes in with us, which, by the way, the public is more than welcome, but if anyone does, we ask them to bear with us because we've not done this before. It's going to be a learning experience for us as we do this. And that's why we made it a very light agenda. Not that we didn't have other things to do. Want to make sure it wasn't too complicated of a meeting for this first one. We're not sure if our next meeting will have to be held this way or not. You know, this order is through the end of April 7th. Our next meeting is not until a week from then. But if this continues, we may have to do this again, and we wanted to make sure everything goes well.
Mayor McGuire also says he's waiting with the rest of the city to see how the state and federal governments will help businesses.
So I'm interested to see, you know, what's going to actually happen on the state and federal front and as far as the stimulus package goes. Now, the state has done a few things. They have worked with getting, you know, Illinois declared as a disaster area so that there's money available through SBA for low-interest loans if they need that to cover payroll and other operating expenses. The state has also, I think, said that for certain sales tax monies that would be due, they'll hold off on that for a few months and not charge interest or late fee for that. We're too early into this to know exactly what's going to happen with everyone. You know, we've seen some people make decisions to close their doors for the next couple weeks, and some people are still trying to make it, and we're just not sure how this is going to work out.
Anyone wishing to join the meeting should call 844-854-2222 shortly before 6 o'clock, enter 767-116, followed by the pound sign, and state their name when prompted. Mayor McGuire also spoke on the governor's stay-at-home order and the designation of essential businesses. He says the order leaves some control with local governments.
The city of Fairfield can continue to operate. You know, and one of the things that's nice that they include in the order, if you read it, is that they specifically kept local control over that. In other words, they said the mayor has the right to make the decision as to what are the essential functions of the city. So we're able to continue operating. You know, so people don't have to worry about water, gas, you know, the electricity, other services. We're going to continue to provide those. There may be some things that we scale back on during this time, but as far as making sure that people have the essentials, we're going to be doing that.
The city says essential businesses include medical services, grocery stores, food services, gas stations, and financial institutions, though that is not an all-inclusive list. Links to websites for more specific details may be found on our news headlines page. Mayor McGuire has a few examples of what city services will look like.
We figure, especially now with people maybe having more time at home, and as the weather gets nicer, they're going to probably maybe do some yard work or whatever. So we're going to still do brush pickup. We're going to still, you know, respond to needs on the roads and sidewalks as needed. We may not be as proactive as we have been in doing some dura patching and other things for the time being. There's no doubt that during this time that our local businesses are going to be impacted from an economic standpoint, which is ultimately going to, you know, have an impact on the city.
The city is asking for voluntary compliance in following the governor's stay-at-home order. The Edwards County Board of Education will hold a special meeting tonight at 6. The board will have teleconference capabilities due to the stay-at-home order by Governor Pritzker, so anyone wishing to join should call 978-990-5000 and enter access code 843-221. After public participation, the board is scheduled to hold a discussion regarding potential contract work items with Schneider Electric. No action was taken on the matter at the board's regular meeting earlier this month, but action is possible tonight. Following that matter of unfinished business, the board is scheduled to adjourn. The unemployment rate in Illinois rose from 3.5% in December to 4% in January, according to recent statistics from the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Wayne County's January rate held steady at 4.3% to begin 2020, and Edwards County's rate rose from 4.2% to 4.9% in one of the bigger jumps in the area. In January 2019, Wayne County's rate was 6.5% and Edwards County's was 5.7%, so both have experienced major drops in the past year. Unemployment rates varied in other area counties through January. Hamilton County rose from 3.2% in December to 3.4% in January. White County dropped from 3.8% to 3.6%. Wabash County rose slightly to 3.1% from 3%, and Richland County also rose to 3.9% from 3.8%. Clay County jumped from 4.2% to 4.9%. Jefferson County dropped slightly to 4.2% from 4.3%. And Lawrence and Saline counties checked in at 5 and 5.4% respectively. Lawrence and Saline counties have the highest unemployment rates in the area. Wabash County has the lowest. As a state, Illinois' unemployment rate in January was lower than January 2019's mark of 5.3%. Nationwide, unemployment rose from 3.4% to 4%. That is also lower than the January 2019 rate of 4.4%. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 296 new cases of COVID-19 and 3 new deaths yesterday afternoon. No cases were announced in the immediate area, as Wayne, Edwards, Clay, Hamilton, Jefferson, Wabash, and White counties, along with most of southeastern Illinois, have no reported cases. Monroe County in southwestern Illinois was confirmed to have a case. The state had 1,285 confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus after yesterday afternoon's state press conference, along with a dozen deaths. Cases by county can be found at coronavirus.illinois.gov. The state also continues to ask for donations of personal protective equipment, including gowns, masks, and gloves. Businesses who may be able to donate such items should email ppe.donations@illinois.gov. Western Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos wants a stimulus package to include a number of tools for small businesses with an emphasis on maintaining employees.
So we are looking in this next phase at everything from bridge financing, so immediate infusion of money, to help especially our Main Street businesses, and we are looking at not only loans, low interest loans and zero interest loans, but we're also looking at things like grant type of funding for small businesses and things like forgivable loans that could potentially be used to pay rent, keep people in the workforce, pay wages, pay health care, that sort of thing. When we look at forgivable loans, in other words, an infusion of money that will not have to be paid back, that would be, in my opinion, have to be tied to making sure that employees are not left out in the cold. We can look back at post 9/11. We can look back at the 2008 financial crisis. And I think the thing that was so not only unfortunate, but just so unfair were the big bailouts to big corporations that then did things like stock buybacks and huge CEO compensation packages. And what we're saying is that we don't want any industry to go belly up, but we also want to make sure that our employees, whether it's on Main Street or Wall Street, are not left out in the cold. So when we look at the forgivable loans, it's going to be tied to make sure that that workers are taken care of as well.
The Senate has been unable to reach a deal on the stimulus package. Another attempt stalled yesterday, though lawmakers were hopeful they'd be able to complete one today. Governor J.B. Pritzker wants retired health care workers to join the fight against COVID-19. Kim Howard reports.
The governor says we're in the middle of a battle and need reinforcements.
I'm asking all former physicians, nurses, physicians assistants, nurse practitioners, and respiratory care therapists who've recently left the field, whether for retirement or a new profession, to come back and join the fight against COVID-19. We need your help now.
Governor Pritzker says they're waiving fees and expediting licensing for those interested. The license reinstatement form will be available online at coronavirus.illinois.gov starting Monday. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
It's a 10-day Spring Fling Automotive Shootout at J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel. Sunshine savings on every new Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Over 35 new 2019 models, $1,500 under invoice, plus you keep the rebates. Up to $15,000 off new Rams and F-150s. Up to $9,000 off new Journeys. Over 300 pre-owned bargains for this giant savings event. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. See all the bargains at jwildermanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 47. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 20,258, up 1,666. The NASDAQ is at 7,347, up 487. May crude oil is at $23.60. That is up 26 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 94-year-old former Albion resident Doris Garner Shane died Saturday afternoon at Oakview Nursing and Rehabilitation in Mount Carmel. She was a homemaker. Doris Shane is survived by sons David of Bone Gap, Jerry of Albion, and Gary of Mount Carmel, brother Dean Horton of Carmi, 8 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, several great-great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Private graveside services for Doris Shane will be conducted at Graceland Cemetery in Albion. There will be no visitation. Memorials can be directed to the Edwards County Senior Citizens, and they will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home of Albion, which is in charge of arrangements. 60-year-old Fairfield resident Sandra Joslyn Phillips died at 7:54 a.m. on Sunday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She was a homemaker. Sandra Phillips is survived by her husband, Larry, 2 daughters, 8 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, and siblings Mike Joslyn and Janet Self of Fairfield. Sandra Phillips' body will be cremated, and no formal services will be held. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, a 90% chance for rain. Today's high will be around 52. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 38 and sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 62. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy on Thursday with a high of 70 and low of 58. Scattered showers on Friday. Friday will have a high of 75 with a low of 62. And then scattered showers are possible on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 70 with a low around 45.